Current State on 90.5 WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. Back in October, we brought you the story of two high schools. Both are in Ingham County. Both are National Science Award winners. Stockbridge High School and Williamston High School each received a grant from the Lemelson MIT program that's awarded to teams that invent a product that serves some tangible, beneficial purpose. Stockbridge and Williamston were among just 14 schools in America to receive the award. Now, tonight, Williamston High School students will invite the public to take a look at their project. Current State's Kevin Lavery joins me now with more. What are they working on, Kevin?
Mark, it's called HANDLE, and that's an acronym that stands for Helping the Autistic and Neurodevelopmentally Disabled with Lockers. It's a small motorized device that you attach to a combination lock on a school locker. It turns the dial, and bingo, your locker is open. There are several students involved in this project, and you'll hear from a few of them in a moment. First, though, I talked with Emma Drake, who is on the public relations side of the HANDLE project.
This is a device that we are hoping that students with disabilities would be able to carry around, and it goes directly onto a combination locker dial, and the combination would be programmed into the device so they could just place it on and it would open the locker for a student that would otherwise be unable to access their locker.
Somebody who doesn't really have good manual dexterity in their fingers for whatever reason.
Absolutely. So we are focusing specifically on fine motor skill disabilities or cognitive disabilities. So whether they were physically unable to open their locker or if it was a problem with remembering the combination or understanding how to input it.
Emma, at what point did you and your team members first think of this idea, and how did you get the attention of the Lemelson MIT program?
So we knew that we wanted to apply for a Lemelson MIT Invent Team grant, and so we wanted to find something, a problem, especially in our own community. So there's a program at our school called Peer-to-Peer, which is where we learn about disabilities and interact with students in our basic skills classroom. So my teammate Anna Bowling and I went to a peer-to-peer meeting, and we learned about a specific challenge, which is opening school lockers.
What have some of your classmates who have these disabilities told you about how it is trying to get along in everyday life? Have they ever really expressed their frustrations to you about that? And what do they think of this project?
Well, I work with some of these students every day in a program called Links, which comes off of peer-to-peer. But while they might not have directly expressed their frustrations, you can tell. But the number one thing that anyone will tell you, special ed teachers or anyone that works with students, is they want to fit in. And I would say that's probably the number one reason why we would like to do this, is we think that being able to just hang out at your locker, use your locker, it's something that a lot of high school students take for granted, and we want to extend that opportunity to students that don't have it now.
I'm John Hall. So basically what we have in here so far is we have a motor, and then we have a little thing on the top with the laser mount. So that laser, it will reflect off of the locker, and we put a little reflective strip right on zero so that the laser will reflect off of the, right off of the reflective strip, and then it'll bounce back. The laser doesn't know initially where zero is to start off with. So this laser strip will help it find where zero is, and then it'll know to turn to there, and then it will start with the combination.
Okay, and I was watching as you were testing it just now. You guys have, protruding out of the plastic housing, a rotating circular clamp, for lack of a better word. That's what actually goes onto the dial portion of the locker. How does that work in tandem with the laser? And I'm going to pick on you, young man here in the sweater. And what is your name?
Justin Kreese. It's a part that we 3D printed, and it actually took us several times to get it 3D printed to where it would fit over the dial perfectly. And we used the new printer that we got this year, which is a very nice printer, makes very high quality parts, and we were able to use that to make something that would fit over the dial pretty well. And then we found that dipping it in Plasti-Dip, which is this stuff that you'd use to coat like handles of tools and different things, it's a rubbery coating, we put that on the inside, and we found out that that helps it grip onto the dial a lot better. So that's how we turn the combination on the locker.
But how does it understand how far to turn left or right to get to the right combination?
When the laser reflects off of the reflective tape, it hits this sensor that's on the front of the device, and the program interprets this increase in light, and that's how it knows where zero is. And then the program, which has the combination entered into it, knows the position of the dial and then turns it in the different directions after it figures out where initially it is and lines itself up with zero. It's not going to work that time. Okay.
So it's very touchy. You have to have it positioned just right, and I think I heard it slipping a little bit. So it's got to be really pretty precisely locked onto the dial.
Yeah, and one of the issues is also the part that goes over the dial has to be perfectly centered on the shaft of the motor. Otherwise, the front of it's going to kind of move around in a circle, and then the whole device kind of sways around. So you have to hold it very gently so you don't bind it all together, and we're still working on getting everything lined up perfectly so that you can just hold it straight on there.
So admittedly, Justin, still some bugs to work out, but you're getting close.
Yeah, definitely. We have a lot of things that we hope to accomplish before we go to Eureka Fest, but we're gradually making progress, and I know that we're going to have a pretty good working prototype by the time it's ready for us to showcase our invention at Eureka Fest.
Joe Rasmus, Williamson High School math teacher and event team advisor.
There is something now called a mid-grant technical review that the Lemelson MIT program requires. What does that really mean?
It's basically a public presentation where we invite stakeholders and community members, family members, to come out, see what we've done. We kind of have a formal presentation. We have some tables and stations where they walk around and see different aspects of the project. And then we solicit feedback. We have feedback forms that we give them to have them say what they like, what they think could be adjusted, that kind of thing. By stakeholders, we mean like people that work in special education or are special ed professors or researchers at Michigan State, or work in organizations like START through Grand Valley or the Mid-Michigan Autism Association.
People who would be direct beneficiaries of this, not a financial stakeholder. That's what Lemelson MIT does as the grantor.
Correct, correct.
But obviously, these beneficiaries, these stakeholders, want to see a return on their investment. So they're going to want to see a viable product working pretty soon, opening up lockers.
That's the goal. And hopefully we show them something that shows them we're making some good progress. You know, we're going to admit that it's not a finished product yet, but we still have a few months to work out those bugs. And hopefully they can give us some ideas, too, on some things that in those last few months that we might want to tweak that maybe we haven't thought of.
So at this point, it's about progress, not necessarily about perfection.
Exactly, exactly.
I'm going to ask these guys one more quick question, okay? Right. What excites you about this project? Not everybody leaps out of bed to go to school, but I think I would if I were working on this.
I think the most exciting part of this project is really the design and development process of the device and watching it actually work and having those exciting moments when it finally works after however many hours of working on it and endless, you know, downfalls and having to change things. And then obviously the most important part of this project is helping other people. So helping those kids that have the fine motor problems is obviously the end goal of this project, and that's what we're really looking forward to even more than Eureka Fest.
John, any thoughts?
Yeah, it's just really excited, you know, to help others too, and we're also really excited to travel out to Eureka Fest in the summer. I'll go visit Boston and MIT. We're already starting to get some events planned out, so we're pretty excited about that.
Justin?
Well, it's very exciting because this is a very technical solution to the problem that there's a lot of things that we have to work on, and every day it's very exciting to improve it, and there's always something that we all have in mind that we need to get done. So it's just good to watch the progress happen and move forward with the device.
Justin Kreese, John Hall, and Robert Cheney are part of the Williamston High School Invent Team, and they're having their mid-grant technical review where the public gets to see their device nicknamed Handle, which helps people open up lockers. Guys, thank you. Great work. This looks exciting. Keep at it.
Right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
For Current State, I'm Kevin Lavery.